The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
There's a brain study, neuroimaging study from about 2007 that kind of affirmed this basic lesson of mindfulness practice of stepping out of narrative, stepping out of a kind of self-relevant, ruminative narrative. So the authors, Helen Mayberg and Norm Farb, colleagues, write, the mindfulness practice allows for a distinct experiential mode in which thoughts, feelings, and bodily sensations are viewed less as being good or bad or integral to the self, and treated more as transient mental events that can be simply observed. As such, the capacity to disengage temporarily extended narrative and engage more momentary neural modes of self-focus has important implications for mood and anxiety disorders, with the narrative focus having been shown to increase illness vulnerability. Conversely, a growing body of evidence suggests approaching self-experience through a more basic present-centered focus may represent a critical aspect of human well-being. So there's clearly value, meditators, we know there's value in stepping out of our stories. And we know that we discover maybe that we cannot think our way to peace, as tempting as it feels, like maybe I can do it, yeah. This is Yuval Harari. Homo sapiens are storytelling animals. We think in stories. We expect reality to be a story, and we expect the meaning of life to be a story. Some huge cosmic drama with a beginning, middle, and end, with heroes and villains, and very importantly, with a role for me to play in the drama, in the big story. I think the problem is that reality doesn't come in the shape of a story. It's kind of a rule of thumb that if the meaning of life that you think you have found comes in the shape of a story, it is wrong. It is a human invention. Stories feature a character. They feature the protagonist. They feature, in some sense, a self. And in this way, they all foreshadow death. That this is the kind of shadow of every story. It ends. It's described by philosopher Parfit, like a glass tunnel through which I am moving faster every year, at the end of which there is darkness. And being identified with the content of our minds it's inherently limiting, it's claustrophobic. To not know thought as thought has a claustrophobic effect. When I said earlier to note our life away, to know something as an experience is to give some sense of space, to not be identical with, bound to that particular, that content of experience. And so all of this is actually a kind of preface to me doubling back and talking about the redemptive power of stories, yeah? So we know the value of stepping out of stories, yeah? And the Dharma is important in that. And the Dharma is also about maturing our stories, maturing the stories we tell about ourselves and the world. The capacity actually to tell our story in a rich and coherent and nuanced way is actually an achievement of practice. Yeah, it's not something we let go of. That's part of the achievement of practice, is being able to tell the tale of love and loss and family and folly and all of it in a way that is alive and nuanced and blessed by the spirit of the Dharma, blessed with understanding. And so our practice doesn't merely help us relate to the present, but we're also in this process of reinterpreting our past. We come to practice with a kind of jagged autobiography, usually. Yeah. Things we can't quite talk about, things we don't understand, holes in our story, places where the pacing gets fast or too slow, we're missing something, we're entangled. There are experiences that were too much for us to actually digest, and they disrupt the narrative flow of our autobiography. Our stories are often cast in these kind of like archetypal, simplistic distinctions of good and bad and right and wrong, who my friends, my enemies, what makes me valuable, what makes me ashamed. You know, sometimes I kind of wonder, like, why are superhero movies so popular? Yeah. And I wasn't having this thought while I was watching Iron Man 2, but which I was last week. It was more a question. I was like, oh yeah, this just taps into something deep in the psyche, like these kind of simplistic distinctions we make. And our stories are kind of like that. Even though we may not think of ourselves as superheroes or living in that world, it's like, it's got some of that flavor, yeah? And so early in practice, you know, for me, I sort of became more, early practice had this effect of like, I became more mysterious to myself. My autobiography became less convincing, you know. So practice from this perspective is about allowing the past to arise, and what is undigested returns, yeah? We allow this to actually arise in the course of practice, and it's held within this kind of container of stillness and peace and a willingness to re-experience, yeah? Which of course is not a re-experience, but just what is arising now, memory arising now. And we start to drain some of the kind of electric charge from our past, from our biography. And the ungrieved dead, the traumatic experiences, the moments in our life that were too big for us to actually fully feel our way through, yeah. Freud said, where we cannot remember, we're doomed to repeat. Meditation is a way of remembering, yeah. And we start to bless our past with wisdom and love. Yeah. This is not a grand process. It's just like this quiet process of like, oh, there's that memory. Feels like this. These are the images. These are the words. Can I bless it with love, with Dharma? And things arise enough that we actually start to yet reinterpret our life in light of the Dharma. Of course, we were overrun by some experiences. Of course, we didn't have the wisdom and compassion to make sense of it, to absorb the body blow of that pain. And maybe now, you know, we feel a little more ready. And so we write and rewrite our autobiography in the light of Dhamma. And this begins to make the past feel more like the past. Our life starts to feel more whole, more integrated. There's less and less sense of we can be ambushed by our inner life. And as we get more space, as we become less entangled, it's like we feel our way through our life so as to be less entangled with it. And in this way, it actually feels safer to put down the story. We rewrite the autobiography so as to feel safe enough putting it down. And the process continues. Very mysterious thing, this life. Thank you.